Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast. My name is Kurt Lawther. I'm the real estate agent, and with me forever is
Chris Clark, the buyer's agent.
Sexy as always, beautiful, bright, bubbly man.
Talking about yourself as always,
as always, mate.
Embarrassing. I see you have a fresh haircut, which is a lot like our politicians at the moment.
Oh yeah, the fresh haircut, the fresh policies, the fake promises that are.
There is a very strong, not I wouldn't say thought process, there is a strong belief and understanding that you know when election's going to be called when all the top tier of the current party have haircuts the night before the election. Actually, quite often the hairdresser is the first one to know. And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about the election date.
The election date.
May have dropped by now, maybe dropping very soon. What impact does that have?
Chris, well, that's the question I think from... As a selling agent, obviously we sell the property and we get the question, when is a good time to sell? But yep. I think there are more buyers out there than sellers, obviously. So it's like, what's the impact it's going to have on buyers? This election, what typically happens? And then two, do you think there's a difference this year? Do you think the US election would have had a flow-on effect to our market? Because generally our market sort of follows a little bit with interest rates.
Yeah. I think let's break it in a few things. Let's talk about traditionally what's happened and what's been the known, election come, what's the known things. What we typically have known is as election approaches, let's say it's the 20th of May, we know that pretty much from a property standpoint, no property is definitely going to be auctioned that weekend. So that means no property is going to be listed about the 4 or 5 weeks beforehand. And typically either side of that weekend, particularly the weekend before that, also no elections going to, auctions or properties. Why is it the case? Part of that is because people are going to vote. Secondly, there's a belief that there was always a strong understanding around buyers themselves will be very cautious to do anything because one party might be looking to invest in this area, one's this, policies maybe on stamp duty, first
negative gearing. That's always one that
creeps up. So there's that was always the way. Then last election, this election, and the US election bucked a bit of a trend. Not around that, but bucked a trend around having interest rates drop leading into the election. That was kind of like a faux pas before. Mm. So most governments would put a bit of pressure on the federal bank to say, let's not do anything because we don't ever see cavorting or changing things, manipulating things. But we've seen all three of those elections that rate drop has happened.
Yep.
What's that meant? We've definitely seen, I think you can say, there's been a little flurry of activity over that February, early March period. It's probably died away a little bit though.
Yeah.
And maybe part of that is that the election is now reasonably fast approaching.
Well, I think we've sort of discussed it earlier that the properties under the million mark, I'm finding if there's no strata issues, are generally still transacting because that's that first home buyer. They're just getting in the market.
Correct.
This election really is not going to have an impact. Like, whereas something in the $2 to $3 to $4 million range, particularly plus, whether it's an investor or an owner-occupier, that could have a material impact.
Yeah, it typically doesn't have an impact on the $10 million, $15 million properties because a lot of those are dealt with cash or they're dealt with people who, they still have loans, but they're just thinking far greater than an election having an impact.
Yeah.
But definitely ones when that $1.5 million up to $5 million, it has a significant impact on them.
Yeah. And I'd say the investor market because that's where a lot of policies can change, whether it's negative gearing, that's generally the land tax. With the government's ban on foreign investment on existing property.
It's happening on the 1st of April, so fast approaching that one.
And, no one really actually knows the impact.
These policies.
You can have all the theory you want, but the practicality.
You and I have said like a few episodes ago that we don't think it's going to have any impact. We think that the foreign, those who want to buy property here will just find somebody else.
I'm just going to say, Chris, was that a foot touch?
It was a foot
touch.
Was
it a moment?
Yeah, we share many moments.
We share many moments.
But yeah, these policies, and again with the election, there are these policies that get spruiked about. Quite often they are related to property, or it's inheritance tax or it's superannuation. Again, which has connections within the property market itself and overall net wealth.
And then you've got also all these promises that are made. Now, one thing I sometimes will give a bit of leniency to governments that make these promises, it's based on the fact also whether they get the right amount of numbers for their seats.
Yeah, the majority versus
the majority, because if they don't get the majority, if you're not familiar with politics, often Labor need the Greens to sometimes get across the line.
Yep.
And the Liberals, there's actually Liberals and there's Nationals, I think. So there's factions within them, which yep. can also, they sway differently on the political spectrum. So all these different things play out as well.
Yeah, which I think just means for buyers, and I think for sellers, but you know, for particularly for buyers, it's a moment of uncertainty. There's always this massive relief come about 2 weeks after and normality takes place again. But when we look back, we quite often look back at the best time to buy a property in the year of election was actually 2 weeks before and about a week after the election itself. So if you're listening to think about buying a property, I'd be licking your lips going, there's a good chance this is going to scare off a lot of other people. And in the end, all these policies, all these changes, and just a lot of empty promises, and a lot of times they can't get the support they need, don't actually occur anyway.
Yep.
And if you secure a property for, in this market, for 1% less, you're talking $10,000 on a $1 million property. That's something to talk about.
Yeah. Lots of ice creams or donuts or go-karting that you could go with that money.
All the things you like?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Brian, fine.
Yeah. So I think as a buyer, it's if you've got the money, for me, it's buy the property.
Correct.
It's, you know, you just spoke about how 10 grand, you know, that is quite a lot of money. But a lot of the changes, if there is going to be a change, is not going to have a big impact on the majority of the market.
No.
So buy.
Age old thing. When you're ready to buy, buy. But what we are saying is there's a good opportunity because a lot of other buyers might pull back. They've got their parents saying now's not a good time. And we're saying, actually, smart money, if you're listening to this, you're on the smart money, get in.
Yep. So, perfect.
All right, nice.
You ready for three quick cues, Chris?
You told me it was six or something, but let's go.
There was six.
Let's see how we go. Three quick cues, let's go.
First one. Have you...
No. That is not going on the episode. Oh my God. Actually, no. I have. Forgot. I was like, no, because I'm thinking, no, I have. Definitely just not going on, but go on.
Yeah. Would you throw a kid into glass for $600,000? They survive.
Whoa.
It's enough now to be like, oh.
Yeah, it's still a no.
Still a no, okay, hard no. Now.
Not a hard no, so it's still a no. Go on.
Soda water or normal water for the rest of your life?
Soda water. You know that. I love soda water. Yeah.
Now, this is not a prediction on who your favourite one is, but who do you think, Labor or Libs, to win the election?
I think Labor.
Okay. Yep. Labor it is. He's caught it.
Fuck, I know.
Calling. What is worse? Yep, fair enough. And what is your third favourite season for the final question?
My third favourite season.
Yeah.
Autumn.
Autumn. Autumn is his third favourite season. Really good question to ask on our first date.
You're a weirdo. Homework for the week for our viewers and listeners. It's on you this week. I'm going to put it on to you. What do they need to do?
I would love if we could share the episode.
Share it. Love it.
Love it. Share it. Well, I love my own stuff. Other than that, thank you very much. Enjoy, spread the word, spread the love.
Thanks for dropping by.
I'm sorry.